What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right.
Yo.
What's up?
What's good? Another episode. Under the lights. We under the lights tonight.
We in the CID.
Yes.
Criminal Interrogation Division.
Yeah.
You there, you're in fucking trouble.
You're always in trouble.
Check it out, man. It's G.
Benny. We back.
We back, another episode of Drug Dealer's
Dreams. Feels good to be back, man. Too, man.
You already know every
been
time.
Too long, man. You know, this thing, I was going over our episodes, and I realized we've been doing this thing for a year, man.
Damn, shit is real.
Because I looked at Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving. Remember we did a joint? And then
practice.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we was practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
We was practicing.
And then Thanksgiving rolled around again. I was like, okay. So when they see our face, can't nobody say it was overnight. You know, this thing
is super facts. What they say
has been going on.
People say they do it for the culture. We actually been doing this shit. Ain't making a dollar. Just we want our voice to be heard, man.
And above and beyond that, I don't even, you know, part of our responsibility, I feel like I've been saying for a minute to you, we were having this conversation behind the scenes, is I think part of our responsibility is to actually define culture. I think, you know, it's become so systematic to be like, yo, I do it for the culture, but I think we're definitive of the culture. I think we're going to actually bring clarity to that shit.
Okay.
And make it what it is. And that'll come. I ain't trying to beat everybody over the head right now, but that'll come. They'll see it, you know, through tales of real experience.
No doubt. What's new?
Ain't nothing, man. What I wanted to say, though, is it's when I look back at our joints and see we've been doing it over a year, it's become therapeutic, man. I look forward to the shit. You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, it was like, oh, we got to go here, do the shit. It was fucking up our schedule sometimes.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And now it's become therapeutic, man. Sit down, have real dialogue.
Facts.
And, those are whoever, the people that's listening, I hope they take the initiative. They find out they actually like to sit down and listen to something. They take the initiative in their own life, have real conversation with somebody, you know, in their life and figure some shit out.
You know what it is, too? Like, not tooting our own horn or nothing, but I think the best thing about our podcast is, like, we two dudes, people can actually listen to or look at our podcast and feel like they know us, or they could have lived next door to us. You know what 100%. I'm saying? Like, we ain't trying to be more than what we is.
Mm-hmm.
And we might have been through a few things, but who haven't?
Word.
And we just talking real shit, man. That's just the difference. A lot of spots is missing. We don't have a gimmick. You know what I mean?
Word.
Behind the scenes, you was asking me, what's up with my brother?
Yeah.
My brother Cam, Free Cam. Man, it's crazy. Like, it's my little brother, 23, well, he turned 24. Caught a murder charge. Just got a life sentence a couple months ago. He in Attica Max Prison. He just got up there, I don't know, maybe a month ago. He ain't called me for like 2 weeks. He ain't called nobody.
Because I know he was calling you every day.
He used to call me every day.
Right.
I'm counting. He first called me after about 2 weeks. Like, bro, what the fuck? Wayne. Like, yo, somebody just got killed over the jack. I couldn't call. You know what I'm saying? Like police shut down the phones and they started regulating the jack because the shit was getting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, my little brother ain't, of course, obviously he in prison, so he done been on bullshit, but at the end of the day, this is first time in jail.
Word.
First bid. Your first bid, you get a life sentence off rip.
Right.
So, he called me more than he would call his mother or father, because I was his older brother, but I'm like his pops. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
he be talking, he call for that therapy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really call. He'll call me when he can. Now he up to maybe like twice a week. He you know, even though it's only been a month, whatever. Maybe a month and a half he been up there. He'd be like, man, last night wasn't a good night. Like not that he getting in bullshit, but he waking up knowing he could possibly never come home again and he a kid. You know what I'm saying?
You want to talk about his case at all? You want to talk about how it went down?
Yeah. It was his case was crazy because he a fucking kid and he don't understand.
And your nephew got caught up too.
However the shit played out, the shit was fucking stupid.
Right.
Right? Whether he did what they said he did or not, the shit was fucking stupid. My nephew with him, my nephew was 20. He got a 15 to 21. He in Fishkill.
All right.
So that's my brother's son, my other brother. So they both went to trial together, blew. They held each other down. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody blow the flute. Right. No witness, no murder weapon. But he get it's a bunch of shit in the case. Of course, he free him. He should be coming home on a pill. I told him you're gonna have to sit 3, 4, 5 years. Yeah. But at the end of the day, we're gonna try to do our best to get him out. But this shit was political, you know. If y'all didn't know, we from Syracuse, New York. This shit happened in Syracuse. And the shit was just political because...
Why do you think it was political, though?
Because the person who got murdered was a Syracuse University foreign exchange student. Mm. Asian. But he Asian boy who got the weed.
Right.
So he hustling.
Right.
Now, what they saying he did, allegedly, is rob him. And in the midst, it's a robbery going wrong, right?
Right.
No fingerprints, no nothing. They going off text messages and
right.
cell phone pings.
Right.
The thing is his parents is somebody in like Chinese consulate, so they want answers. Syracuse trying to make sure families feel safe going to school, foreign exchange. You know what I'm saying? Just all types of shit. So. Mm-hmm. They definitely made an example out of him. They would if the person who got murdered was a regular street nigga, he wouldn't even got arrested. You know what I'm saying? So we just gonna roll with that. And nobody wins. You know what I mean? This situation, like, can't bring the Asian boy back. You know what I mean? You can't.
Yeah.
Cam is family suffering. You know what I mean? Wow. My nephew. What they saying his role was is he pretty much was sitting in the car waiting for my bro. You know what I'm saying? So he catched 21 years.
For sitting in the car.
Didn't, if what they saying my brother did happen, he didn't see it. He's on a whole nother street.
Right.
So you just there thinking.
You have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, he might be making a sale. He might be doing whatever. I don't know who's he going come on. Back and instantly catch a body. You know what I'm saying? And he's so loyal to my bro.
Right.
He ain't gonna blow the flute, even if that was the case.
Right.
His first time in prison. You know what I'm saying? He's sick right now. You know what I'm saying?
You talked to him too? Did he hit you?
I ain't talked to him yet.
Okay.
I sent him some bread and it's a process, man. It's families is beefing because they feel like my bro got him into some bullshit.
Of course.
So his side all is that saying comes with it. He should have freed him.
Right.
He should have ate it.
Right.
He should have, you know, so on and so forth.
A lot
forth.
Of people and a lot of people chime in who don't understand the process.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. So.
Yo, but I want to rewind, right? I want to rewind because, like you said, free Cam, definitely, right?
Free Nimby, my nephew, too.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, I just want to rewind because, of course, we from a city where this happens all too often, right? But it definitely happens all too often in numerous cities, right?
No question.
So, I know you was extremely hands-on with your brother.
Fact.
Right? And I know a lot of you being, just because how I know you, I know a lot of you being that hands-on with him, it might have came from you growing up. You was telling him shit that nobody told you, basically, what I'm saying.
100%.
So, but the fact that he still got caught up in this situation.
At my critical years, my pops was in the feds.
Right.
So at times I could help him. When I'm home, like when it, whether it was school clothes, whether it's I'm gonna buy you this so you don't have to do no bullshit.
Right.
That's the role I was trying to play. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my bro, and he could be real with me, opposed to talking to a parent who don't really understand
exactly
what the fuck is going on. But, you know what I'm saying? So he can tell me real street shit he did, and I could give him advice.
Real street advice.
Facts.
So looking back though, now that he in the situation he in, whether warranted or not.
Right.
Looking back, is there anything that you wish you would have told him?
A couple things. And only reason being is because we in Atlanta, a lot of people don't know we live in Atlanta.
Right.
He moved down here. I had him here. You know what I'm saying? And had him in a good situation, but everything don't happen overnight. Like, you still gotta... You know what I'm saying? Like whatever you had going on at home might not be going on here, but you could take your time and make it happen for you. He's seen the positive. He's seen that sky was the limit here on some real shit. Definitely. At home, it's a glass ceiling. Let's keep it a buck.
Right.
The problem is, number one, he had a chick he was fucking with at the time. He kept chasing her because she was staying home. Kept going back and forth.
Which is normal.
Yeah, it's understandable. He was young. He was 21 or whatever. But told him, don't go back home, bro. Like, ain't nothing home. He went back home and just started getting in bullshit. So, like, even this charge, I don't think none of it was warranted. But I believe it's a result of the other bullshit he didn't get. You know what I'm saying?
It's the result of a mentality, right?
Yeah, facts. Like, I used to tell him, like, this, number one, you could get caught in any city. But this ain't New York City. This is Syracuse. It's only so big. Like, you can't be on Wild Wild West shit. You know what I'm saying?
And somehow you intersected with the biggest money maker in the entire city. The only thing that really, really generates, right? The city would die without the university.
Oh, right? Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
100%. 100%. Like the only legal... Right, like Syracuse University keeps that city afloat.
Of course.
Going on that campus is like a whole nother world. It's like they're not in, even though two blocks is the projects, is the bricks right over there.
Right.
But at the end of the day, that shit keeps money generated. Right. You know what I mean? So,
did you go to the sentencing?
I went to his trial. I went when he got convicted. I was there when they read the guilty verdict.
Okay.
The sentencing was...
is the fucking worst thing.
Sentencing was a little over a month later. Like, at the end of the day, his minimum was 25. Like, and I knew from the politicalness of the joint, because he got charged with first-degree murder. So it was a life sentence. Like, if he got convicted of first-degree murder, he was going to get a life sentence. There's no reason for me to come up there for that. You know what I'm saying? I already know what I did. I went up there for the trial. I saw him. We had visits. You know, he always tell me, and I hate it now because it's after the fact. He's like, bro, I should have listened to you, bro. I realized everything you told me was right.
Yeah.
And
I remember you went through some ups and downs, but no matter what, just from the outside looking in, I know you did everything that you could. You went above and beyond, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember Cam called me one day because he knew of me from only what he heard. I never met Cam until I was in Atlanta, right?
Right.
So when he met me, he already approached me with a certain amount of respect, which was cool. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. And then we brought him around. You know, we showed him that, what'd you say, the sky's the limit, right?
Right.
Yeah, the Cuse is a glass ceiling that's 3 feet tall. You can't even stand straight up. But
super fat.
He called me and he was like, yo, Blanc, man, how do I transition? How do I transition? Because he worked a couple jobs here, flaked on them. Jobs you even got him.
Facts.
Decent job. Facts. You know what I'm saying? But we've all flaked on gigs. We've all flaked on gigs. Like it's hard.
Money don't come fast enough.
Right. So he asked me like, cause when I met him, I'm working a job and you see my life is still good and I'm straight. And he like, yo, how do you transition? You know? And I really wish I would have had a more solid answer for him, yo, because that answer is just something that it's millions of people looking for that answer, but that answer varies the same way your personality varies, the same way the character of man you or woman you are varies. Like, everybody's journey is different. You know, I had to tell him, yo, I had to wash cars for 2 years. I washed cars for 2 years for $8.50. I might have did some shit on the side just to make sure bills was paid, but my goal was no longer
to do that shit.
Right. So my goal, you got to take a huge step back. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the deeper shit, though, I don't even think it's a money thing. I think it's an identity thing. Fact. Remember how you said, like, his girl back home? That ain't even his girl. That's him thinking about his own identity. Like, when you in a new place and people don't look at you with that preconceived notion, already knowing what you're about because of where you're from and what you do, and all of a sudden, you miss that identity. You miss that, yo, this is so-and-so. I'm not going to short him on this. I'm not going to run off on this. Right. I'm not going to do this. But you got to realize you all alone. There's a start over that's hard to get over. That's why a lot of people move back. No matter where you're going. If you're trying to spread your wings, if you're from a place and you're trying to go and expand your horizons and do new shit, there's always this
and
crossroads.
And you're not up when you get there.
Exactly.
It's a difference if you just lit and motherfucker look at you like you just got the check already.
There's always...
When you're still trying to find your identity, when you're still trying to chase shit at the end of the day, that shit is just so fucked up because I was probably like that when I moved to the A.
But I was definitely like that.
I think the difference was too, Atlanta was different when I moved here and I was a different person. Like, right. I was all right, you know what I mean? But this new age Atlanta, see, it's a different time.
Right.
It's sections, it's VIP everything. Right. It's a goddamn valet parking at Chili's if you fucking go there.
Word.
That's the difference. These kids is growing up in a different era.
Word.
When I first moved to the A, you could probably stand in line and you'd be hype. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like real shit. And
definitely.
And motherfucker don't look at you crazy because only the stars or the motherfuckers with the super crazy shit was skipping the line. It wasn't no other shit. You know what I'm saying?
The pressure on the youth is crazy.
Yeah, real shit.
You gotta be... Especially with social media, you gotta be rich overnight. You know what I'm saying? So
everything is microwave. I mean, that's repetitive too, just like the culture shit.
Right.
But it is.
Right. Right.
Motherfuckers expect you to just be lit. Like you don't. It's hard for the kids. I want to explain that too, because we older, and it's like I probably couldn't imagine growing up in this time.
Not in the A. Are you serious?
Facts.
That's pressure, bro.
Listen, bro.
Your feet got to be worth $1,000.
I see little 18, 19-year-old niggas in Margellas and red bottoms. And, like, bro, when we was young, Jordan was the max.
You know, I worked.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I worked in the past with children, right? Kids, like, in the real developmental years, right? And they loved the beef. Like, the same way we used to. There was no fake J's when we was in middle school. You know what I'm saying? So... The day number one thing is beefing over belts, right? They want to beef over belts. You know, they got Hermes belts. They got everything's fake.
Everything.
Every single belt is
$40 max.
Right. But they arguing like, nah, my shit is real. I paid $80. My mom's paid $80. You know what I'm saying? But you live in Riverdale. They don't sell Hermes belts in Riverdale anywhere. So they're like, nah. And they, you know, they're ready to kill each other. Yeah. Yo, my belt costs $80 from the so-and-so. It say made in Italy on the inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yo, at the end of the day, it's the same thing. I mean, we had starter coats, we had different color Air Force Ones, we had all that shit, right? It's repetitive.
Fake guesses around.
It's definitely fake guesses. And it's fake polo shit, fake go figure shit.
All that.
But yo, the same thing, it comes down to identity, B. And that's why it's hard to leave your comfort zone and go to another place and take that step back to grow that you need. Because you lose your identity, man. You're not who you think you are.
And at that young age, you 21. When he came down, he was 21, 20. And it's like you don't know who you are as a person. You know what I'm saying? I think
And that's the identity. What I don't mean to cut you off, but what I'm saying with identity, why it's so important, right, is because it lands motherfuckers in prison, yo. Because pride comes with it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And how many motherfuckers you know that did a bit because of pride?
Too many.
Yeah, and it's like, yo, that pride starts early. It starts early for motherfuckers playing you about your belt or your outfit or your fucking whatever.
You know what it was, too, is all right, boom. He came today. I got him lit. We sectioned. We everywhere, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
You remember?
Yeah.
So
we was getting him in the joints.
When he wasn't old enough.
I was looking at him like, you don't even know.
Facts.
But we might have been fucking him up.
Nah, listen.
You don't think so?
The town fucked him up. Let me explain. Because he went back home, and once you become a shooter, that shit is an addiction. That shit
That's
is like
identity
crack.
Identity again, though. Right,
right, right, right. Right. But that 100%. Yeah. But what I'm saying is now is, and plus when you become a real shooter, it ain't, oh, I don't want to leg a nigga. Like, I'm coming to pop your fucking top.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And it became him and his crew. Like, he didn't see, like, his cousins, his whole crew that he's hanging back to back to back. One caught 10, one caught 7, they all shooting. And I was telling him before it became him, like, bro, they not going to jail for getting money. I love them niggas too.
Right.
But they not going to jail for getting money.
Right.
I used to tell him, I said, a robber, I sat him down, I said, bro, how many robbers you know who got money?
Right.
They don't got no fucking money. I'm good fucking, they hit a lick for 200 grand. In 2 months, they fucking broke because they don't know how to hustle.
Yeah.
They waiting for their next lick. Right. You feel me? Right. Like robbers don't keep bread. Like if you a hustler, then you just try to hit a lick to get back right, that's different.
Right.
But when you a straight robber running in cribs, right, laying niggas down like on the regular, you don't know how to hustle. You just trying to, that shit is easy in.
Do you know respect the robber though?
I respect the game.
Word.
That's the difference. It all, you gotta have hustling niggas, you gotta have robbing niggas, you gotta have thieving niggas, you gotta have lying niggas. That whole game, once you in it, you gotta accept what come with it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't a nigga who...
But a robber's part of the game, a thief's not part of the game.
Not at all. A burglar's not a part of the game.
Whatsoever.
Put the gun to me and take my shit.
Word.
I respect you more.
Right.
I hate it, but right, I respect it more. Don't be a cat burglar. Don't be a sucker. Word. Don't run off with a pack. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit.
That's the point I wanted to get
across. Yeah, yeah, fact.
I said I threw you the alley.
Facts. I double pump windmill from the free throw. So fact. What I'm saying is I respect the game. I know what come with it, but I can't say I respect the robber in the instance. I respect the game, yes, but I want you to get it from the mud. I've made. Boom. Let's see. Motherfuckers have did all types of crimes, right? So allegedly. So what it is I'm going to tell you the difference. The difference between, all right, working a job, robbing, doing white collar, or hustling, I'm going to parallel them. Like working a job and hustling is the same thing to me. You're working and you're learning the value of a dollar. It might come faster hustling, but when you steal or even do white collar where you busting checks and the money just come that fast, you're not appreciating it as much. So it goes hand in hand.
Right.
So hustling and working is the same thing. You're going to, I ain't just about to go blow 10 bands on whatever because it might take me a minute to get this shit back.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with anything else. So I think I'm getting kind of off the subject, but I'm gonna go back to my brother. When you go back and you in that lifestyle, that mind state of, oh nah, these niggas gonna respect me, or these niggas gonna, and I'm gonna do whatever to a nigga, that shit don't get you no bread, bro.
That's that pride.
And the illest part about the shit is a nigga will come shoot at you, miss, but you go pop him, he gonna tell the police.
Right.
So you lose. You know what I'm saying? Like you lose, and let's just say the nigga lose because people say he a snitch. Whatever, but you're sitting.
Right, and as fucked up as it is, if that same snitch if he end up getting money,
they fucking with him.
The same people who they opinions you cared about, they gonna rock with him.
Money cures everything.
Money is the justification of everything.
That's what they believe, even though it ain't. Right. A rat is a rat.
100%. Let us keep it all the way above. But
a rat is a rat.
But at the times end of the day, we live in,
the time
money
we live.
Is a justification
and
for everything.
And the illest part about it is we talk about the 80s, 90s, 2000s. That shit has always been a justification. We talking about now, motherfuckers always co-signing nigga when he was getting money. Let's keep it all the way 1,000.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? And you would hear about, oh, such and such, ratted out, such and such. But he come home, whether he was supposed to do 10 years and he only did 3, but he came home and he was getting money all over again. Nah, but I'm just saying, he said such and such was telling on him. He threw me a 4.5 when they came home, so he aight. You
just
know what
justify
saying?
Money. Like, but to wrap up that subject, but it's such an important subject because obviously it's relatable to so many people, right? And, you know, if you in a position where somebody has the amount of respect for you, whether you're blood or you're not blood related, if they got enough respect to you to ask you for advice, you hold a responsibility, man, because you earn that responsibility. So you need to give them real advice. You need to take time out. Like,
definitely.
Yo, don't brush off a younger person asking you what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Like, be prepared to give that answer, man, because not only is it your responsibility, but you actually earn that shit. And if you don't live up to that, you're not living up to your identity, man.
Yeah, and you
a grown dude falling short, which there's never an excuse for.
And you know the crazy thing is, you can't help everybody.
Right.
That's my brother. I love him. I feel like it probably ain't many days go by thinking, damn, what else could I have done? You know what I'm saying? But I try. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up that she got a fucking life sentence. There's a chance you don't come home. His case seemed easy appeal, like you'll come home.
Yeah, but,
I didn't think they could convict him on the shit either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have no witness, no gun, no fingerprints, but you still convicted him. You know what I'm saying? So it might be that political where they say, nah, we can't let him touch. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that nigga ain't never had no kids, bro. He barely traveled. Atlanta, the farthest he went. Motherfucker ain't never been to Miami. You know what I'm saying? So, I could probably count on time on one hand how many times he's been on the airplane.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And you know, if somebody asking you that advice, yo, that shit's real. If somebody asking you that advice, understand that they hold you in a certain place, like. Being grown, right? Who do you ask for advice?
I can't ask anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
And you know that motherfuckers don't really understand being an adult. Like, I got a kid that's damn near grown.
Right.
And I look at him and be like, damn, he think he know every fucking thing.
Shout out to Nye.
He don't know shit.
Shout out to Nye.
It's my son.
I met Nye in a Red Accord with... How big was your rims? 17-inch rims in the backseat of a Red Accord. Your car was hot, bro.
We throw back. We talking 90s.
Go ahead.
So, either which way...
And I had a baby face that looked just like your face.
Shit's crazy. Fuck it. We go back. We 30 years in. Fuck it. 35 years in, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Go ahead. You know, the illest part about it is I look at him and I see my little brother.
Damn.
Because that's the age where he just fucking thought he knew it.
Right.
So I try to, it's like I got Groundhog Day and I could do it over.
So what do you do different with Nye?
We actually just try to mold him, man. You know what I mean? Like, let him know money not gonna roll out, not gonna fall out the sky. It's not gonna rain out the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fucking work.
Gotta work.
I told him, I was like, because we had a deep talk like a few months ago. Because one thing with me is I spoil my kids because the fact that I might not have had enough younger, but that shit don't help. And the reason it don't help is because you cripple them the same way, just on the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
When you ain't had shit, of course they're going to want shit, because if they grow up not having shit, they're going to do what they do to that shit.
Right, right.
But if you spoil them and stop giving them the shit, they're going to do what they going to do to try to get the shit they've been had.
Of course.
So it's not beneficial. So you got to kind of play the fucking seesaw with them. You know what I'm saying? So recently I had to kind of, we had to talk really just like cutting the umbilical cord. Like, you got to fucking work.
He good in school though? Everything good?
No, he's not in school anymore.
What?
He's in the electrical program, IBEW. I'm cool with it though. Tell him to call me. No. I'm cool with it because this is a whole other subject, but I'm paying tuition out of my pocket. So if you're going to be fucking up and you don't want to go, cool.
So he fucked up in regular school?
Facts. What do you mean? In college? Yeah, he fucked it up. But it's cool though.
Because... Yo, just let me just do it at a sidebar.
What's up?
All right. Yo, Nye, only by God's work, right?
Fact.
Only by God's work. Even when you was gone,
fact.
Somehow I was involved with his life, right?
Fact.
Yo, I'm not saying he's better than that. I'm not saying that in any type of way. But he's different. He's different. He's a different kind of kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's a kid who, at 12 years old, I knew was 2 years ahead of where we was at 12 years old.
Let's go.
So I have extremely high expectations for him. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
Yeah, I already know. And you know how gifted of a kid he is.
Right.
So whatever he's in, as long as he's maxing out, that's cool, but he just needs to be maxing out.
Nah, but the reason I'm cool with him not being in school. Uh-huh. Don't get it twisted. I would have loved for him to finish.
Okay.
School's not for everybody.
It's not.
You know what it is
especially later, how the generation is now.
And the difference is number one, I crippled him by spoiling him. So let's keep it a buck.
What outfit did you go to school in?
Red Balenciagas, goddamn Burberry button down.
Yeah.
He's super lit.
Yeah.
17, he had a Benz in high school.
Right.
Two popping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for him to be going to school and don't have no money coming in, he ain't hustling, but it's like, what the fuck?
My lifestyle different.
And on top of that, that's where I get it. He's like me. He wants money.
Right.
So for him to be in electrical program, he's in school, but they give him 40 hours a week working, so he's getting a check.
Mm.
So, yeah, I could go to school as long as I'm getting paid. I don't give a fuck. He's like me in that aspect.
And the means justify the ends. It's like, okay, I'm learning this to make this. That's cool. I'm out.
Now, if he fuck it up, that's really on him because I told him,
like,
I ain't got nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? The apple don't fall far from the tree. So, I know he like money. But I'd rather you, if you're going to go hard and work for it, that's cool. Because
and he been through some real shit.
Facts. His mom's passed. He lived with me. Mm-hmm. And you know, it is what it is, man. He got a lot to deal with. You know what I mean? Just life, period. Like, I can't imagine at any age losing my mother. So it's crazy because, shout out to Treen. Facts.
Word.
But I can't, he got a lot to deal with, you know what I'm saying? It's been some years, but he got a lot to deal with, but I tell him all the time, like, you gotta get your shit straight, because you still gotta make her proud, you have to not use it as a crutch for the rest of your life, lose it as a battery in your back, you know what I mean?
Yo, it's them years, right? It's those influential years, right? I look back, and it's just a luxury that we get to chop it up as people who went through it at the same time in the same environment.
Right.
But it's those years that shape you, and it's like when there was no good, like you said, you didn't have nobody to ask advice for, right? So in those years that there was no advice, you're gonna get advice from somewhere. Somebody's gonna tell you what to do.
Right.
You know, and I feel like that's how music grew to be so powerful in the culture, because we from the fatherless generation. Whether your pops was around or not, he probably wasn't really around. He wasn't engaged, in fatherhood. So it's like, as far as music goes, we looked for advice.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Can you, like, me looking back, bro, like, at this age, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. I know what rappers told me the truth and what didn't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And which ones gave me, like, even if it was fucked up, it was positive in a way because it gave me drive, it gave me ambition, even if it was clouded. But I know the other ones that just fell off. But I remember this Jada line, right?
Right.
Because Jada's always relevant. You know what I'm saying? Somehow, some way.
20 years in.
Yeah, somehow, some way, he's always relevant. He said, I can't get no broker, can't smoke no more. That's why this game ain't no motherfucking joke no more.
Fact.
And it's like, yo, you don't have to be Kendrick Lamar, man. You don't have to, or Eminem. You don't have to do...
I probably 100. Don't rock with either, me but neither. That's another subject.
Because you don't have to be a super lyrical guy. You have to say things that resonate with the soul of a fucking
that's
man.
That's why every time we talk rap, like because y'all think we from up top, we on bullshit. That's why I fuck with Jeezy, bro. Like, maybe not New Age Jeezy.
You bring him up a lot.
Maybe not New Age Jeezy. I'm talking about the first time I heard Jeezy, bro, he wasn't the nicest dude, but I felt him. Like, I really believed him. He might not have sold as many bricks as he say so, but he's actual real street. He real regular. It don't matter if he's a fucking nerd if he say he's a nerd, but he's saying he's street dude, and I actually believed
him. Right.
And I think that's the difference, too. It's like, I don't want to sound like an old nigga, and even the young dudes, they say who they feel. It might be Young Thug. It might be whoever. Mobb Deep, Esco. Like Illmatic and fucking Infamous, like them was the times when damn motherfuckers live like us. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they talking about regular shit.
And the reason,
like when Prodigy said they locked me up for 12 days, I can't comprehend. Oh, now I'm a free man on the streets again. He didn't talk about doing 10 years.
Right.
When you first get locked up.
What did Hav say? My brother did it and got bagged with, what, 3 ounces?
3 ounces.
Come on,
2 ounces.
Right.
Like, that was regular street shit. It wasn't this 50 key, no. You know what I'm saying? Oh, nah, yeah.
It was relatable music. So,
yeah, man.
So, that's what I'm saying.
Motherfuckers getting 2 to 4s, 1 to 3s.
If I'm a
that
kid.
That was our standard.
If I'm a kid, right, and I'm listening to music, right, which, of course, all kids do.
Yeah.
Yo, it's never going to end the controversy of does the music influence the life or does life influence the music, whatever, right? Wow. The truth is it's both. It's both, 100%. Right? So, you know, when Mobb Deep told us to do certain things, we might have did them, right? But when Nas might have said, or even Mobb Deep, you know, might have said something to make us read something or look into something more that we might not have understood. You know, we chase that too.
Not the Malachi York.
Right. We chase all that shit. Yeah, we want to know because it was that influential. But the gem of everything is before the older generation, which is us now, right? Before we shit on the younger generation, make sure we are upholding the responsibility of the older generation. And that's why,
and not to cut you off,
but go ahead.
That's why I got a parallel to two, because we might sound like old niggas with Mobb Deep and fucking Nas, but they got fucking Migos and Young Thug. They might, or Rallo. I fuck with Rallo.
Right.
Like, but at the end of the day, he might have had the dog food and all that, but he trying to do some other shit. So he might be telling you some bullshit that might have had you on bullshit, but he doing something else too. So at the end of the day, you gotta make it relative to your situation. You know what I'm saying? Like my son listens to G Herbo and Lucci and all these other dudes, and that those are his Mobb Deep and his Nas. Right. And so before I shut them niggas out, I want to listen to the fuck what they got to say and realize they talking the same shit they was talking, but it's just a different way they bringing it. Just got to get him to understand, all right, they making money off of their shit by talking the shit they maybe once did or maybe even wanted to do, but you out here, if you do that dumb shit, your ass getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? So you need to realize what's real and what's fake. You know what I'm saying? Because 100%. Because don't get it twisted. We was young and dumb, and some hype shit come on, a motherfucker want to do a drive-by to that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that drive-by music could get your ass locked up. When it was Tupac time and Hit 'Em Up and all this other shit.
How many
shit?
Motherfuckers went to jail over M.O.P.?
Fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Fuck out of here. Yo,
I still make bad decisions.
Nigga after
MLP.
Watching Juice.
Right.
Come on, bro. It's a fucking movie. It don't matter if it's.
Right. Right.
But motherfuckers is. He went to prison for that shit. That shit is fake. Whether it's rap or a movie, that shit is not real. You know what I'm saying? So you might have had beef with that person, but that shit gassed you to do
but
it.
But see, that's why I feel like. That's why this works. That's why we've been doing it for a year plus.
Right.
Because we're the real place that sits in between music and entertainment and media.
And
we're the real
and between generations because 100%. We're old enough to fuck with the older niggas, but young enough to fuck with the younger niggas and not sound old.
But you know what supersedes all that, but couldn't exist without that, is the understanding for the transition. You know, like it's I never knew this, but it's only so many that transitions. And once you transition, your perspective becomes different.
Let me tell you the difference.
Go ahead.
All right. I've been to prison a few times. Just keep it a buck. It's over and done with. I ain't going back.
Word.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, we fucking made it.
Right.
That's the difference. Been through a bunch of bullshit. We fucking made it, bro. And to fucking...
Real quick, what does made it mean? Tell them what made it means. So
made
they don't
it
think
is
it's
not,
money. I don't want them to think it's money. That's
but nothing to do with money.
That's why.
Nothing to do with money.
Go ahead.
We made it because we're here to talk about it.
100%.
We made it because 100%. We could take care of our family.
A shot to that.
And motherfuckers thinking of, it's about bread.
No,
you know, I've been in
bread.
Prison with Wild Bread and wish I was broken on the streets to see my kids go to school or take them to school or go to a parent-teacher conference and shit like that. That's the difference. I made it because a motherfucker's home, a motherfucker's here to talk about it, and we actually here doing a fucking podcast for free.
Right.
Facts.
That's no, not for free. We spend money.
Yeah, we not making nothing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
We
definitely
money.
Spend money, studio time, whatever the fuck we spend, cameraman, all this shit.
Right.
But what I'm saying is we made it because we actually ain't dumb enough to believe that the shit we thought was young when we was younger was real. My block don't love me.
100%.
My city don't love me. I don't give a 100%. Fuck what they talking about.
Right.
Live or die, yeah, you might say RIP, that's a good nigga, that's all that.
Right,
but you
right,
don't really love
right.
me, bro.
Right.
Because when I was in that can, I ain't get a letter. I ain't get a motherfucking magazine subscription. I ain't get no pictures
nothing.
From too many motherfuckers. If it was a few motherfuckers that came through... Those motherfuckers actually love me. But it ain't no city. It ain't no block. Motherfuckers don't. Now, when you come home, a whole warrior, you held it down. It's a difference. I don't need you now. I'm home.
Right.
I needed you then.
Right.
Come home, I could do what the fuck I want. I could get it how I live. But when I was fucked up when I came home
Make
or fucked
moves,
up when I was in jail, and when I was fucked up and you didn't help me, I'm not mad at you. But don't ask me for shit when I'm up.
Right.
Because I needed you then.
Right.
So, you being confused to think, oh, that's why I say I made it. That's why I say we made it. It had nothing to do with bread. It's the fact that we home, we can take care of our family, and we know the difference between the bullshit. Like when I was young, I believed, oh, man, this my hood.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? This my town.
This is
East Side.
This is
Uptown. This Lex, it's whatever.
When I moved to Atlanta, yo, I didn't even understand the meaning of getting money because I felt like everybody who sees me with it won't know me. So it don't mean nothing. I felt like when I got to Atlanta, I seen a bunch of motherfuckers with nice cars and cribs. And I thought, okay, I aspire to be like them. But if I get it, who's going to even fucking understand? Like, who's going to know what it came from? Who's going to even know? Because... Growing up, we'll see somebody ride by with a nice car, and we'll be like, oh, that shit, that act is hot or some shit. And
that's E shit.
But
that's
no, but
shit.
Yeah, we'll be like, oh, he making payments on it. He got a job. That shit's whack. Or right. His bitch cosigned. That shit's whack. Like, but so
I was different. Go ahead.
I wanted people who understood to understand. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I grew out of that shit because you get older and you realize your life is more important than what people think. Yeah. But that shit matters, yo. It matters.
You know what changed my perspective? Huh. Going to prison. Like even on the money aspect, it wasn't even about the town or if the motherfucker. It was like, I really want to prove to the motherfuckers who really wasn't fucking with me that I could be lit. You know what I'm saying?
But them same motherfuckers that wasn't fucking with you, they not in the A.
But it didn't matter to me. Okay. Because I still wanted to be lit here and gain that recognition times 10 here. I figure if I could be in a city with 50 times the people and be lit here and the motherfuckers at home on my head, on my line, wondering what the fuck I got going on. But I still had to recognize then, it's like, that's when I had to fall out of that shit too, because it's still about the kids and being here for them. Because the motherfuckers still, nobody here or there is going to be out for my best interest if some bullshit happens. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, bro. I just...
Nah. What you saying is real.
I just think we made it. A DVD... I know. A DVD ain't going to be made about us. We're going to make our own fucking DVD.
I know.
A goddamn documentary ain't going to be made about us. We're going to make our own documentary. Listen, like, man.
I know, like, I made shit. It because... I know we made it because I could still dream, bro. A drug dealer's dreams. That's how I know I made it. Because some talks we have about certain things... We can't even discuss on this, and those are nightmares. Like there's people. It's just real, and I know people that understand listening. They understand, and at some point, we will be able to shed light on certain things that let's we can't shed light on.
Let's talk about one thing that somebody we know got hit up recently back home. Right.
Right.
Get well, Suave. We are from the town. I want to say this. This is the reason why, like, some people, you move away. I moved away from home, and motherfucker from home gotta respect it. Like, I thought my, I don't give a fuck if you're from New York City, I don't give a fuck if you're from Milwaukee. Sometimes your mind get too big for where you're from. Not that you had the most money.
Right.
It's just like, yo, I know I can only get so far here. Let me get the fuck out of here. And what happened recently, and Suave, I know you end up listening to this sometime. He got shot recently, I think 4 times, like bad, all upper body, lost parts of his liver, spleen. Motherfucker said he barely could feel his legs. I don't know if he could feel his legs right now. He was a dude we looked up to when we were younger.
Definitely.
Fly dude. His name was Suave. Fuck it. Right. You know what I'm saying? So. What I say that to say is, he was a couple years older than us. This is what I'm saying, is I don't want to be in a place to where at 40 plus years old, because we not there yet, motherfuckers are shooting us up. Like,
nah,
we might have did some bullshit last week. I'm not on that kind of time. I'm trying to take care of my fam.
I'm not going to prison, man.
I think. If more, you know, and that's the difference. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say we made it.
100%.
Because God bless Suave. God bless, you know, he make a speedy recovery. I don't want to be in that environment, bro. Nah. Like, I'm not 21.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
and almost... for those of you who might be in that environment, right, and have the understanding that maybe you've been in it too long or you're just getting in it, even just getting in it is too long, right? Yeah, there's opportunity, you know, and for our listeners.
Listen, hold on. We've been through some shit. Let's keep it all the way 1,000%.
And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Like, you can't, there's no excuse you could throw of why you can't grow. Like, there's always growth. There's always an opportunity for growth. Like, you have to take the worst possible fucking situation. Yo, I know that shit looks fucked up. I know every single thing went wrong today. Like, I know your baby mom's, you found out your baby mom's cheating. Damn. You lost your job.
All that.
Your pack is bad. Like, 100 things in a row went wrong this week. Damn. But yo, son, resiliency is the key, bro. Like, if you can turn a horrible situation and just find one positive aspect in it and turn it around and just lock in on that, I don't care what you got to do. I don't care if you got to smoke an eighth, drink a fifth, and just get your mind, take a day to feel sorry about yourself and then get back on the horse the next day. Listen, that's what you got
to
do.
The illest part about listening to us, I think, is you got to understand you talking to motherfuckers that did it all. So I think you might not know our history, but I know you can feel us, though.
And it'll come out at some point. Yeah, it'll come out at some point.
It'll come out at some point. I think you should listen when a motherfucker really trying to give you advice. I think I tell my son, because I told him some real shit. Because I went to college, got kicked out, caught a charge in college, got kicked out of school. That's my first felony.
We failed at college math.
Facts. Almost. Yes. So what I'm saying is, I told him, yo, if I ain't never catch that charge, I wish I would have went to school. I wish I would have became what I wanted to become.
Right.
But I went to college because I thought that's what you do when you get out of high school. I didn't have no real goal, but I wish I would have just finished. Because college, not alone for academics, is good for social skills, being around different people and
just learning.
So he's like, yeah, right. You don't wish you finished college. We're having a real talk. It's just the fuck I do.
Right.
I was like, because he see me lit.
Right.
8 years out of my life for being lit.
Right.
This shit is hard work.
Right.
Like you willing to do that?
Right.
No, you not.
No.
Many nights, wet pillows in that motherfucker because you wish you was home because you got three kids out there who need shit, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So that's the difference. Whether it's all at once or 4 years here, 2 years here, 1 year there, three. At the end of the day, it's a lot of fucking time that you're away that you can't get back. You know what I mean? And I try to tell all these young boys is, man, I was locked up with dudes. Let me tell you some real shit real quick. Locked up with niggas. They call it, in the feds, niggas calling niggas in the streets who ain't really getting no money, who really going to work. They call them niggas roadblocks. Them niggas in the street, them niggas in the way. Right. That's what they call them niggas.
Right.
You in the way, you a roadblock. Them niggas in the roadblock, they need to let a real nigga out there. Bro, you got 10 years, right?
Right.
You might got 100 grand. Most niggas, let's keep it all the way buck. It's hard as hell to make 100 grand in the street.
100%.
Let's just say you got 200 grand.
Right.
Say you got 100 grand. We ain't even gonna say 100 grand. Got 100 grand. You got 200 grand. Fuck it. Nigga in the street on the street making 30-40 grand a year. You got a Dodge Charger.
Right.
He's struggling. He waiting in the regular line in the club.
Right.
He ain't going to nobody prison though.
No.
Them 10 years you do. He made 40 grand a year. He made 400,000. You got 100 grand in the stash though.
Yeah, but he made 400.
He and made 400.
He lived that.
He lived his life.
He lived his
nigga
life.
Paid $20 to get in the club after waiting 30, 40 minutes to get in. He having fun. He 100%. Fucking. You know what I'm saying? 100%. He living life. He seeing his kids every morning. You in the fucking way. Real shit.
Yeah.
And I had to sit in there and realize I'm in the fucking way.
Word.
Niggas in the street ain't in the way, B.
Nah, that's
he
right.
taking care of his fam, and that shit a hard pill to swallow.
Word.
Because another nigga could be raising your kid, making $30,000 a year, but he ain't in the
Not
fucking
can
way.
Be. Will be.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, and fucking your bitch.
And she taking care of him.
Yep.
Probably with your bread.
Yeah.
So that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But nigga, you in the fucking way.
Word.
I hate it, and I can say that to y'all niggas because I was in the fucking way. Mad bread.
Word.
Didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? That like you gotta recognize, man, that we talking to you, it's a drug dealer's dream, but this shit ain't no fucking dream, it's a fucking nightmare. Like, nigga doing it for bread, like I'm doing this to get out of my situation. But nigga, once you made, you know how many niggas be like, oh, let me make 5,000 so I can invest in the business. Let me make 10,000. Then you get 10 grand, be like, oh, this shit ain't no money.
Nah.
Let me make 20 grand.
Right, right.
Let me make 50 grand.
You know what they lose sight of? You know what they lose sight of?
What's that?
Making that money worth something. Money hidden under your mattress or in the shoebox or hidden in your bitch account or whatever. It ain't worth nothing.
Listen,
you know, and listen, real shit. Because I know we got to rap, right? We got to rap. We done did over an hour already, right? As always.
Travis.
But yo, make your money worth something, man. If this is your calling for the time being, because it's nobody's calling forever.
Right.
It's nobody's calling forever. But if this is your calling for the time being, make your money worth something. Maybe next episode we'll try to walk you through that process, because I'm not the type of motherfucker to just tell you to do some outrageous shit and not give you no instruction. Like, I'm responsible for instruction. I'm here. That comes with responsibility. Like you said, we've been through some shit. The fact of us being here, we're responsible for giving you actual instruction. I'm not going to sell you a dream. But make it worth something, man. You know, make it worth something. Your ambition got to be tangible. You got to have a plan. You have to have a plan. A man with no direction always gets where he's going.
You know the crazy thing about it. I don't even want to sound all preachy, right? I used to have a job, right? Got the job.
Yeah.
Motherfucker told me, man, you got to live by the 12 P's.
What the fuck is the 12 P's? That's too many P's out
there. Nah, listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Piss poor preparation promotes piss poor performance. Piss poor performance promotes pain. Jeez. You failed a plan, bro.
He wrote
bro.
That shit himself?
No, he didn't. I tell he didn't.
Okay.
But that's the truth. If you don't have a plan, bro, you can't execute nothing. If you're just freestyling, and that's just going to end up in pain. You're going to end up dead. You're going to end up in prison. I don't give a fuck if you're not even on that type of mission. Say you got a clothing store you want to open, and you're not even a street nigga. If you don't plan and prepare for it, that shit, you're just going to waste money. You're just going to go to the flea market or the garment district and buy mad shit and think you're going to open a store. You have to have direction. You got to have preparation. You got to have a plan. Piss poor preparation promotes piss poor performance. Piss poor performance promotes pain.
Mm.
12 P's, bro. I never forgot that shit in my life.
I
can say that shit backwards. You know what I'm saying? And that was from working. Nothing to do with the street. It's like that shit applies anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying.
Nah, but it did have something to do with the street. The street brought you there. It brought you there.
Listen.
In one form or fashion.
The street made me, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to keep it a buck. But it don't have to take somebody to fuck up in the street.
Nah,
let me be, God forgive me, your Jesus. Like, let me go through it so you don't have to do it after me. And Beanie Siegel standard. Like, come on, man. Like, don't bump your fucking head. I done bumped your head for you.
You know the worst thing about this podcast, man, is even when it's time to finish, I feel like we ain't done. But that's ill, too, because for the next episode, man. So, yo.
Episode got kind of deep.
Definitely got deep. It's not a celebratory episode, man. It's just a real episode. That's what we're here for, though.
Sometimes
like
it's
I
real
said,
rap.
Yo, like I said, you'll be presented with so much imagery of what your life is supposed to be like. And then you have to come back to reality and feel like what your life is, right? And it's far from what your life's supposed to be like, then you gotta find that middle ground. That middle ground is us, man. It's called the truth.
Drug dealer's dream.
It's called the truth, bro. Drug dealer's dream. It's not a nightmare. You can transition. You can be better. You can find your worth. You can find your niche. You can do all that shit, and you can do it by watching us, man. We tuning out, man.
Facts.
Good?
We good money.
All right. Cool.